I'm so sorry. I've been on here the whole time, haven't I? I told you I'd make dinner. I thought you'd be home later. I just like catching the sunset on the water, what can I say? Well, come on. Why don't you join me? We're already here already, aren't we? Darling, you can't blame me for loving the water. You're the one who wanted this home. I'm the one that gets to enjoy it at least a little bit, isn't that right? I just like the sound that it makes. The sunset, the trees. I think it's beautiful that in the morning, the cool colors of the mist and the water just settle, blanketed over everything. Diffusing the light, making it feel like we're millions of miles away from civilization, even though that bar you like is definitely still serving guests at 6 in the morning. And then at night, I mean, come on, look at this. Right at the entrance to our little portion of the lake, the sun falls in between those two giant trees that both look like they're gonna fall over, if I'm being honest with you. And paint just this gorgeous orange color over everything. I think it's stunning. Just think about all the times we'll have here. We've done so much together, and at this point, I'm just excited to get cozy, I guess. I want to watch the snow fall on the banks and blur the lines between where our little piece of heaven and the lake begin. I want to watch all the local kids decide that it's finally thick enough to go out on the ice and just slip and slide around. To see the cool air in the morning. Watch our breath blow out into the distance while we drink coffee on a porch that's far too cold. To see the leaves start to come back onto the trees as the greenery opens up, the grass starts to turn again, and the browns and the grays and the whites all turn green. To see the business pick back up again and have to wait way longer for gas, like I know you hate, but to see all those smiling faces and people on vacation again. I can't wait to see the look on everyone's faces as they come back. As they run to and from all of their favorite places to see what's changed, as if we don't all live here year long. And then as the summer comes, I can finally convince you to put on that swimsuit again so that we can go out in the water. Oh, come on now. I think you look stunning in that. And not only because I like to see you with as little clothing as possible, although that is a benefit. Can't wait to drink coffee with you in the morning where it's finally warm enough that we can go outside together and sit on this dock. Where the whole day feels like an excuse to be outside. As if being inside were an insult to everything that we'd dreamed about all those years. And then we get to what I know is your favorite time of year, and mine too. When I finally have to get out there and start cleaning all the leaves, and you insist that I do it shirtless. All those gorgeous bright greens and warm summer days start to turn into breezy evenings. Leaves falling, looking out off of our balcony onto a lake full of nature's tiny little boats. All those leaves floating around. I love that color change. I know you do too. And that's when we get to see family again. Can bring them out to this place that we love and keep them just long enough to get all the interaction we want and love about them. And then proceed to immediately kick them out so that we can have some privacy again. Time here feels like it moves so slowly, even though I'm pretty sure I'm drinking way more coffee than I used to. I wouldn't change our lives together for anything. I want you to know that. All of the hard times, all of the easy times too, all of the times when we never thought we would get to live this dream. And all of the times we put our foreheads together, had a big long sigh, and a big medium cry. They were all worth it. Everything was worth it. All of those moments that you felt like maybe it wasn't. I sat down in this chair for the first time when the move was settled and you were still panicking about boxes and about the utilities that I'm still convinced are not set up correctly. And I looked out onto the lake and I knew that this was perfect. That this was all so correct. That everything we did leading up to this moment, no matter if it felt hopeless, important or unimportant, was worth it. Because everything else was such a sprint. Such dramatic chaos, filled with such worry and joy. Now, we just get to watch the seasons pass, have great sex, finally get good at cooking, and be the people that we always wanted to be. Peaceful, loving, and happy. Here, hold my hand. The beauty here is only made better by sharing it with someone that I love like you. Now, I can hear your stomach growling, but why don't I just order something on my phone and we soak up the rest of the sun before night falls. And then once we've eaten, we make the most out of our night too. Think you'd be down? I can certainly think of something I'd like to do. I know it might not be the season, but maybe you'll even put on that swimsuit for me. All right. I'll order something. But let's just stay like this for a while.